Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year and all that good stuff. It is Tuesday morning. Today is the last day of the year for me. I think it's been a good year. A lot of great callers. A lot of great stories. Really a great year for talk radio. I think next year will be even better. But this has been a really good year for talk radio. Before I start going to the calls, it's kind of open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. 508-996-0500. We all know we're way overdue for a new bridge on Route 6 between the city of New Bedford and the town of Fairhaven, right? We were probably overdue for a bridge when my dad was a kid in the 30s. We're certainly overdue for a new bridge now. And there's been a lot of conversation about it. The one thing they haven't really talked about is how they're going to finance it. It's a public construction project. It's going to be really expensive. We know that. Certainly here in Massachusetts, really expensive. So how are they going to pay for it? Well, without mentioning the New Bedford-Fairhaven Bridge, there was recently a conversation in Commonwealth Magazine. Commonwealth Magazine does a really good job. You can read it for free. Commonwealth Beacon, I think, is how they list themselves on the internet. But Commonwealth Magazine, if you're into politics, and I know you are, that's why you're listening here, it's a really good resource. Now, again, they are a center-left publication, but we live in a center-left state, so that's probably appropriate. They cover the State House really well. So there's an article up there about a Democrat state senator, Mr. Creighton, talking about reimagining financing transportation in the Commonwealth. And he talks about, in his district, which he represents the city of Lynn and the captured suburbs around it, everybody up in that part of the state pays tolls, whether they're taking tunnels, taking bridges. There are tolls. Everybody in that part of the world. I went out with a girl for years in Winthrop. And to get there, I had to go through the tunnel. And to get out, I had to go through the tunnel. And I had to pay every time. It always seemed worth it to me, but I'm just telling you, I had to pay. Everybody up there pays tolls. What I am imagining, based on this article in the Commonwealth Magazine, which I suggest you read, is that, don't be surprised, this guy is the chairman of the Transportation Committee in the State Senate. Don't be surprised if you start to hear about a proposed toll on the Fairhaven-New Bedford Bridge. Using a transponder so there won't be any human beings, there won't be any bottlenecking. You'll either pay it automatically on a monthly basis with a transponder, or you'll get a bill from the state, right? So, like when you go to Logan Airport, if you don't have a transponder, they read your license plate and they send you a bill. That, I believe, is the future of South Coast. A toll on the New Bedford-Fairhaven Bridge to pay for the new bridge. You can already see that conversation starting among the supermajority Democrats on Capitol Hill, on Beacon Hill, right? The Senate Chairman of Transportation talking about how Hall, his constituents pay tolls to use bridges, to use tunnels. And when are we going to start talking about more tolls in other locations to fund transportation? What do you think the toll should be between New Bedford and Fairhaven? Keep in mind, you can use 195 for free. But to use the New Bedford Fairhaven Bridge, I really don't think it's out of the question to think it could possibly be $5 to use the bridge. I really don't think that's out of the question at all. Maybe not year one, but certainly within a couple of years, you'd be up to paying $5 just to simply get the convenience of using that bridge between New Bedford and Fairhaven. Am I crazy? Maybe. 508-996-0500. Kind of open phones, if that's interesting to you. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hello, my friend. Glad to hear you on the radio.
Thank you.
Every time that you're not there, I always being a depressive person, think for the worst. My God, I don't know what would happen. You know, whether you agree with you or disagree right. with you, you certainly keep the conversation about local politics and try to get people involved and, you know, and take some positions about what's going on in the area. Now, as far as your bridge thing goes, I know a guy that used to go to work in Fairhaven from the South End, and he used to have to take that bridge every day. It would be, terrible if I had to go to work and I had to take that bridge every day and have to pay a $5 toll to go to work. You know, this, after all, this is not Boston. I know it would be great for you, my friend, because as I told you, there was a former Fairhaven police officer that told me one time, hey, you know, when the bridge is out, there's less crime in Fairhaven. And I started laughing, and he looked at me and says, I'm not laughing, it's right. true.
Right. I. But you can, the fact that they're starting talking about it, and this is one of the biggest public transportation projects on the calendar right now that they're planning for. You know, there are, as you know, they've had meetings in the city of New Bedford. They've had meetings around the region about this bridge. And we all know we need a new one. There is no way we're going to get away without not having a toll, in my opinion.
Well, this is like in The Godfather, when the guy wants to have his daughter get married to a guy that's an illegal, and the Godfather says, okay, you want him to get married, oh, you understand everything. And then guy leaves and he says, give this to somebody in another district and have him work this out, you know, like that. And who knows, maybe that's what's happened here, you know. But really, I don't think people can afford that here. And let me ask you this question. If they do that to us down here, how about the Bourne and the Sagamore Bridge? Are they going to pay a toll? Or are they elite?
So keep in mind, and again, I encourage people to go read this Commonwealth Magazine article. I posted it on Facebook. I think that was probably in his mind, maybe more than the New Bedford-Fairhaven Bridge, the idea of the bridges to the Cape.
Well, as a guy that, you know, uses the bridge at times, mm-hmm. I know when the bridge is up, there's a lot of people that stop and make a U-turn and go around the other way.
Big time.
So if they do put a toll on there and they, with the, you know, amount of money that people make in this area, I can see a lot of people making U-turns and going the other way to get across to Fairhaven or beyond that as well, you know.
Oh, I agree with you. And I think, so, Cogswell Street Bridge, with the advent of all the development down there, which I'm not complaining about, Market mm-hmm. Basket's great, all that stuff over there is great. Mm-hmm. But it has added to the traffic quite a bit. So I think a lot of people already avoid that part of the city and that part of Fairhaven.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you'll see is the traffic patterns totally change and many more people just going out to the highway, which really would impact local commerce.
Well, certainly we're poor people down here, and we don't need any more taxes, and we don't need any more tolls, and we don't need any more water bills and stuff like that. I'll give you one, and I wish the New Bedford Light would put out a paper thing of a weekly, like the Wheeler Weekly or something like that we could get. Because every so often I read, like, the Dartmouth Week.
Yes,
all right.
I like that.
And
paper.
There's a situation going up there with water, okay? They're paying the city $2 million for water because their wells are down and all that sort of stuff. And they want to approach the city and say to the city, can you give us a little cheaper rate on the water? Well, hey, I'm paying for my water, and if you're using more water and you're getting it from New Bedford, well, I think you have to pay too, you know? They want us to give them a break. Now, in the old days when we had all the factories around that would pay big taxes, I'm sure New Bedford would go, don't worry about it. We'll take care of that for you. That's no problem. But we're not like that anymore, you know? And people got to understand that. And if you're using the water, and if it's gone up to, and I thought it was crazy, $2 million a year, well, you know, you got development in Dartmouth. Your wells are down because I guess it hasn't been as rainy throughout the years. And if you got to pay, you got to pay. Fortunately for them, they've got Ron LaBelle over there, who used to be employed in New Bedford and did a heck of a job.
He did.
Was a tremendous person, you know, running his departments in the city. And he was quoted as saying he would approach New Bedford on that. And I'm worried about that because I'm sure with a nod and a wink, he probably has enough influence to have the poor people of New Bedford who can't afford their own water bills to be paying for, you know, more of Dartmouth to get less water bills. What say you?
No, that is a story to watch.
Yes, it is.
Because that would be, and again, I this is all new to me, but I do trust you. I'm going to go on you.
I'm telling you the truth, but you know, married rotten hell if I'm telling you a lie. That's what
no,
I read.
But what I'm saying is, I think it would be really hard for the elected officials in the city of New Bedford to subsidize the water bills of the people of Dartmouth.
Not officials, but official. We do have a Dartmouth mayor that runs New Bedford.
Well, he grew up over
yeah,
there.
I know where he grew up. I know, and I know where I grew up, you know, so. And I know where you grew up, too, so it kind of makes us the people that we are.
I literally grew up on the outskirts of the water supply for the city of New Bedford. Quiticus Ponds.
Yes.
That was right my neighborhood.
Mayor Ashley did a big thing, I think, that many years ago when he got that money out of bought that place, and then it saved New Bedford for years, and I'm sure the good people of those areas would like to be charging New Bedford for their water as well. But I think it's a story to watch, and especially since, and I don't know how many people in Paynton Arum would realize that they got that big monstrosity of a building going up there right on Dartmouth Street as you go to Paynton Arum, not Paddington Arum, going up, and that's going to have a lot of water needs, and they've already talked about that as well as having it go to their own sewage treatment, which is 30 years old. I've been following this story.
Yes.
30 years old. And, you know, so right away, well, let's send it to New Bedford. Well,
about the apartment complex on Dartmouth Street,
yes,
right?
Yes. It looks out of place, to tell you the truth. Even I don't like it. And I don't live in Dartmouth. I lived in Dartmouth at one time. I rented there. But I imagine the people going out to Paynton Arum, okay, look at that and say, oh, I'll gosh, you know. So.
Thank you for the call, as always.
Okay, my friend.
I'll talk to you next year, right? I can joke around like that now and say that because it's true. My concerns are that the supermajority Democrats want more money, and they're talking about tolling. And you know, even though it's not in that article in the Commonwealth Magazine, which I encourage you to read, you can check out my Facebook page. I put it up there as well. You know the Fairhaven New Bedford Bridge is on the mind for tolls. Just like I believe the bridges to the Cape are on the idea of the Democrats, that many of you have elected to the legislature for tolls in the future. All right, I see you on hold, but I have to take a break. We'll be right back. Stick around. I want to hear from you. You know, when you hear Toby Keith singing Frosty the Snowman, you know it's that magical time of the year here on the South Coast when your car won't start, your wallet's empty, and that special someone on your list has champagne dreams. Don't panic. I have a solution. Mid-City Scrap right in Westport. They have your back. They're paying top dollar for junk cars, running cars, rusted cars, even frozen solid cars. It really doesn't matter to them. They'll tow it for free, get it out of your sight, and you'll get the cash you need for the holiday season. That means more cash for gifts, heating oils, and let's be honest, more eggnog. More eggnog. Call Mid-City Scrap today or stop by 548 State Road in Westport. Mid-City Scrap, turning your junk cars into cash all winter long. We got a number of people on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, and welcome back to the party.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you.
And I hope it all works a lot better of the new coming year than last year's been for you.
Thank you.
I just got a couple of points on this thing about the bridge.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You know, yesterday Brian was asking, you know, what his question was, like, what do you think next year is going to bring? And I was going to call in, but I said, no, I'm not going to do this. But now after I hear about the bridge,
yeah,
it is. My fear for 2026 is, what more is the state going to be doing to get their hands in my pocket? I mean, the bridge, come on. You know, think about this. You know, when you have, when the city has the 4th of July fireworks and the New Year's Eve fireworks, a lot of people go to the park there right over the bridge.
Sure.
You know what kind of backup that's going to be trying to go over that bridge if you got to be paying a toll? Because people are going to be slowing down, turning, because it's right there.
Right.
It's going to be a cluster, no matter how you look at it.
It
and I
is,
know that's only twice
yeah
a year, but still. You know, and I'm really hoping, you know, I don't know what it takes for the people, especially in the South Coast, to wake up. You know, you can't keep voting in people like Tony Cabral. So he brought you breakfast at some kumbaya meeting. Yeah, well, he's not helping the seniors anything more. The food is not any better. The benefits are not there. He's not pushing for us. We know who he's pushing for, and I'm not going to go down that track. But I'm just saying, enough already. You know, these politicians, they should be just like the President of the United States. Two terms. That's it. Move along. You know, because think about it, because the whole point, my understanding, or the reason why they gave the president two terms, because they didn't want him to get the power. Well,
right,
gee whiz, look who's got the power. The state reps, you know, the senators, the congressmen, you know, everybody up in Boston, you know, because they've been there too long. They're the ones with the power. You can't break that when you keep having it. I know you can say the whole thing, well, they can be voted in. Well, you know, unfortunately, people in this state have a short memory. But they love being taxed. That's great, you know, but I'm telling you, the writing's on the wall for me. I'm going to start seriously thinking about it's time to move.
Thank you, my friend, for the call and the contribution to the program. I do appreciate it. 508-996-0400. Again, if you follow me on Facebook or for friends on Facebook, I hope we are. I posted an article from Commonwealth Magazine. It doesn't require a membership. It's free. You can just click on it. Talking about the Senate, the state Senate chairman of transportation, a Democrat, obviously, talking about putting more toll booths up around the state, pointing to the fact that his district, north of Boston, everybody pays tolls to use the bridges, to use the tunnels, and the rest of the state should basically be doing the same. You can read the article for yourself. When I read the article, I thought to myself, while they don't mention the new bridge, the required new bridge in Fairhaven and New Bedford, connecting us on Route 6, that's obviously going to be in the conversation for a toll booth. Just like the bridges to the islands, I mean, rather the bridges to the Cape, and other places around the Commonwealth that don't currently have tolls will in the next couple of years, unless you make a change in that legislature, make a change in the governor's office, you are going to have more tolls all around the state, to include, in my opinion, the bridge between Fairhaven and New Bedford. Right? Fairhaven and New Bedford. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. Gilly Sassiolis.
Hey, good morning, Gilly.
I don't think they're going to put the toll on that bridge, Fairhaven Bridge. You know why?
Tell me why.
Well, I'm going to go back over 10 years now. The mayor of Fall River was sitting in his office looking out the window to the beautiful Bragg Bridge. And he tried to put a toll on that bridge for the cars coming in and going out. And that got turned down. People remember that. It's over 10 years that this happened. So I don't think they're going to do that because they're going to really screw up all the traffic, like the gentleman said. Do you remember that?
I do not remember that. Do you remember what he wanted to make it a city toll? In other words, the revenue would go to the city?
He wanted to make, whoever the mayor, I don't know who the mayor was at the time, was could have been after 10 years, you know, it could be 12, whatever. But he was looking, that was the thing, he was looking out the window and he thought about putting a toll, that people would be getting off and coming by Route 6.
Yep.
And then, you know what I mean, to get over, you don't have to pay the toll. Well, it did happen. People should remember that. And it never happened. They never put a toll to it. So I wanted to tell you guys talking about the...
That's an interesting point, Gilly. I don't remember that, but I don't doubt you. And I'll look into it.
Yeah, have a happy holiday.
You too, my friend. Thank you. Thank you. So, thanks a lot. I do not remember that. As I asked Gilly, my question is, was the mayor looking to have that money come to the city of Fall River? My thoughts based on this Commonwealth Magazine article by really a good journalist quoting the Democrat senator who's the chairman of the Transportation Committee, the money would be going to the state, right? And not to the city. I can understand why the state would not want the city erecting toll booths or the modern equivalent, right, that reads the transponders on a state property with the revenue going to the city. That's not what I think is going to happen. What I think is going to happen is that the state of Massachusetts will make funding a new bridge between Fairhaven and New Bedford conditional upon making it a tollable bridge. Now, that'll be a vote of the state legislature. That'll be up to, currently, State Representative Mark Sylvia to lobby his colleagues, whichever way he's going to be on that. I'm sure he'd be in favor of a toll, but I don't know. Certainly, if leadership is in favor of it, he will be. You have the reps in New Bedford. I don't know how they would feel about it, but I don't see how they argue with this senator and all the other senators around the Boston area, because their reality is true. They do pay tolls. I tell you, I spent a lot of time in Winthrop, and I paid tolls to get in there and out. You use them all around the city of Boston. To go out to Logan Airport, you have to have a transponder. If you don't, they'll send you a bill in the mail. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Mr. Chris McCarthy.
Hey, what's happening, Paul?
Not much. I want to wish you a happy new year. You know what I'm saying? You know, and just so you know, you had a friend who had same situation as far as you, as far as the kidney situation.
Yes.
And he found a transplant, and he's healthy as a horse right now, Chris.
That's so fantastic.
No fear. You know what I'm saying? So, no fear, my friend. And as far as you had a great new year, and we're looking forward for another better 2026 with Chris McCarthy at the helm of the radio station.
Thank you very much.
Stay well, fun. And you know what, buddy? You know what? I wonder about those diapers that you said about New Year's Eve. I wonder if they pee and it's really cold. I wonder if they freeze.
I would imagine they would.
Yeah, so you're walking with a frozen diaper, dude. Or you just sitting there with a frozen diaper, dude. You talk about ice.
That's the only kind of ice I disagree with. The frozen diaper ice.
Oh, are you kidding me? No, I'm right here, buddy.
I see you. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. She makes... All right, buddy. You have a good...
Have a great New Year. So what he's talking... For those of you who missed it, what I was talking about is the fact that I heard over the weekend or over the holiday that people for New Year's Eve who go to Times Square and wait for the ball to drop, many, many of them are wearing diapers because they wet themselves and whatever else, because there's no access to bathrooms. You lose your spot. Nobody wants to lose their spot. So they get into adult diapers and go to Times Square to watch the ball drop. I thought that'd be a horrible way to spend the new year. And of course, Paul, talking about the fact that the diapers would, the urine would freeze in the diapers, in this cold weather that we have, right? Obviously every winter. So that's, a funnier twist on what I was talking about. 508-996. Kind of open phones, obviously. You can hear that. Let's go. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's happening?
That makes me laugh, man. That's funny. I've never bothered. I've never even wanted to go down to see the ball drop down in Times Square because I can see the way it would go. And you guys are describing it perfectly for me. But with you're blessed in an odd way now that you can't go out and partake in the Ushkaveta that like you may.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're safer in that route.
Oh,
so
totally.
What I do, huh?
Totally.
Yeah. So it's an odd blessing. It's a mixed blessing. You'll save your money too. But what I've been doing over the past few years is I just watch, and you know the time differences between here and Scotland, England, Europe, so on and so forth. I'll watch the Kayleys on YouTube and just sit here and you know, save money. It's safer here in the living room. And just watch Kayleys from local pubs. You know, there's a great one. And they do like barn dances, you know, square dances with it also. And it's a wholesome thing. And it's safer and it's cheaper. So I've been doing that for the past few years and I've survived and I've woken up the next morning with money still in my wallet.
Yes, and not a big hangover head, right?
Right, exactly. So I know it's you know, maybe it's my age, whatever, but there's no shame in that. Stay at home. It's safer and cheaper, you know. And I wish you the best.
Thank you, my friend.
It's great. It's great to hear the good news. It's not going to be a fun thing. I know. I've never had any surgeries like that. I've never had any transplants, but I have had a pulmonary embolism. Not fun.
No.
I have had my skull cracked within the same month, actually. And that
really?
Is not a fun thing. Yeah. Yeah, 2 weeks apart, cracked my skull and then came out of the hospital, went to get my meds from the pharmacy, passed out in the pharmacy. My heart was shutting down from pulmonary embolism. Not fun.
No.
But, yeah, take your time with the recovery and make sure you heal. Don't rush to get out. Nobody should be rushing to heal because they feel like they have to heal.
Right.
You know, let your body do its thing. And I wish you the best.
Thank you, my friend. I do. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much.
And God is looking over us, and he's looking over you. That everything happens for a reason. So, you know, put your trust in him.
Thank you. Thank you. I do, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate the encouragement and the kind words. You know, it's funny. Yesterday, I was up for tests for my future kidney transplant, and really nice young woman came in and said to me, would you be willing to participate in a survey or an experiment type thing? And I said, yeah, no problem. If people hadn't done that prior to me, there wouldn't be all this great information that the doctors are using to improve my life. They said it won't hurt her. I said, really, to me, wouldn't matter if it did. you know, they're not going to torture me to, but if they, you know, if they need, so the girl said, there's no needles. I said, I really don't, this stage of my medical career, I don't really care about needles. Stick them in if you need them. But anyway, they were doing an echocardiogram and they just wanted to know if they could take some of the information from that and use it for medical research. And I said, yeah, by all means you can. Give me the release. I'll sign it. I'm happy to do that. We are blessed with incredible medical professionals, researchers, and inside our bodies, all kinds of information that could help not only us, but other people. And that's what it's really all about, right? All right. 508-996-0500. I see you folks on hold, but it'll be a quick break. I can see the time right now. So we'll be right back. You want is a well-running car, right? That's why you bring it to Mack Auto Sales. Right in the city of New Bedford, this family-owned business will winterize your car, get it ready for the cold weather. That way it lasts. All you got to do is book an appointment. It's entirely up to you. Book an appointment today at Mack Auto Sales. Give them a call, 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays, 9 to 5. Just mention WBSM and this family-owned business. We'll give you a break on the bill. You have a foreign car, perfect. Mack Auto Sales specializes in servicing foreign automobiles. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars at Mack Auto Sales. We've got a bunch of people on hold. Let's go. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Chris McCarthy.
Mike Lima.
Well, first of all, before I get into anything, a little public service announcement. Just coming in from Taunton, and I wanted to let everybody know that traveling on Mount Pleasant Street is very dangerous at this time. The lights are out at Tarkin Hill in Mount Pleasant, Nash Road in Mount Pleasant, and Nauset in Mount Pleasant. Well, it would be Nauset and Hathaway Road by that time. But all those sets of lights at all those three major intersections are out. So very
thank you, Mike. That's a good announcement.
Very dangerous going through those intersections, especially this time of the year where everybody's busy, not paying attention, got their mind occupied. So I figured I'd let you people know that. And Chris, just calling, obviously, Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you.
God bless you and I both. We need some good health coming in 2026. As you get older, the battle gets harder and harder, but I'm here to fight like I know you are. I'm not giving up. I'm going for surgery February 16th myself, abdominal surgery. So, you know, we've been through a few battles, my friend, in the last few years.
Yes.
So, God bless us. We're still standing. God bless us. We still can communicate with each other and
right.
with our friends and family. And like I said, Chris, hopefully we have a nice, healthy, prosperous 2026. Thanks. Have a great day, Chris.
You Good too, luck Mike. With everything. You too, and we'll keep you in our prayers, Mike Lima. All right, 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, Chris. How you doing? Sean Oliver, Ward 3 City Council. How are you?
Good, Sean Oliver. How are you, my friend? What's going on in the city of New Bedford right
Good.
Now?
Good, buddy. Actually, you know, you have some of the best callers, obviously. I just got beat to it. Your caller broadcaster over there, Mike Lima, was able to relay the information perfectly, but I just wanted to let folks know a little bit more about that power outage. It is a major power outage that, as Mike said, is affecting Ward 2, Ward 3, and Ward 1. So it's all the way from Kings Highway past Nauset Street and all the way to the Avenue. So as Mike stated, all the traffic lights in between there are out. So just telling everybody to treat all intersections as if they're a four-way intersection.
Yep.
And to use caution as communication from EverSource is saying possibly 2 to 4 hours, as this is a major substation failure is what I'm hearing, initial reports. DPI and emergency management are trying to put out as many temporary stop signs in the major intersections. But again, just letting folks know to use caution through any intersection in that area. So I appreciate the time to come on and relay that information to you folks. And Chris, I want to wish you a happy new year. I'm glad that you're one step closer to a kidney transplant. And, you know, I could have told you that they should put you to find out what's wrong with you through science, you know. So it's good to see that they're trying to figure out exactly what's wrong with you. I'm sure a lot of people have been trying to figure it out. So maybe we'll get the answers. But I want to wish you a happy new year, you, your listeners, and, you know, can't wait for the new year with the new kidney for you, buddy.
Thank you, my friend Sean Oliver. Thank you. Sean Oliver, of course, bringing us the news about all those lights and things like that. You hear that? That's an update. 2 to 3 hours. That's going to have that situation. So be careful out there. Be neighborly. Be kind to each other. You know, most of us are really decent people until we get behind the wheel. Some of us, anyway, until we get behind the wheel. And then we wouldn't even recognize ourselves. Some of the things we say and do to our fellow Americans. When we're driving, right? So, all right. Let me go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I hope you do good and all that, you know.
Thank you.
I was just laughing because I never heard about New York City. People are going to wear diapers.
Yeah. Apparently, they've been doing it for years.
Oh, they have?
Down in other words, at least since, my understanding is at least since 9/11, when they got the real serious security, so that once you get a spot, there's not a lot of moving around, and if you're going to stay there for hours and hours and hours.
And I always ask people, where do people go to the bathroom when you got that many people?
Right.
Because I got a problem urinating, you know?
Yeah.
Bad thing. But anyway, I always said, where do people go to the bathroom? So now, instead of the big drop, there must be a big pour. And hey, if I would have known this, I would have called my stockbroker. And I put money in the depends. And then pull my money out. After new, you know what I mean? New Year's comes, hey, throw some money into it and pull it right back out.
Thank you for the laughs, my friend. I do appreciate it. Thank you. We were talking about in the first hour of the program. I heard it. It's been going on for years, apparently, but I had never heard of it before. Or if I had, I forgot about it. The people wear adult diapers to go to New York City to wait in Times Square for the dropping of the ball, and because they can't use the bathroom. They can't go to the bathroom. So they have the adult diapers on, and to me, that just is not worth it. Right? Not when I can sit on my couch and watch the ball drop. I can't imagine it's that much better in person. And quite frankly, I'll never know. I will never know unless I go to Manhattan and I'm in an apartment building or a hotel room overlooking Times Square in the ball with my own bathroom. Then I guess I could do that. But even then, it doesn't really carry a lot of allure for me. 508-996-0500 so I can get on the air. Let me take a quick break. I see you people on hold, but I got to take a break. Good morning. Welcome to the last hour of my show for the year. Today's my last day, and I'll be back next year. 508-996-0500. Appreciate y'all staying with me all year long. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, on your thing about volunteering, I did exactly that. 2012, I had an ablation of the heart. They did the left side fine, but when they went to the right side, they burned a hole through the top of my heart and I bled out. And the trauma team grabbed me. 7 minutes later, they had me open and fixed.
Really?
So they called me and asked me if I was willing to have that video, because they videotape everything up there.
Yes.
They asked me if I was willing to let them use my video for the interns coming up, and I gladly did, and I hope I saved some lives.
That's fantastic. Look, that's the right attitude to have about it, right?
Oh, yeah. I asked them for a copy. They wouldn't give me one, though.
You know, did they give you a reason why they wouldn't?
No, they didn't. And I told them, I said, I really want to see this, you know?
Sure.
And no, they wouldn't. They gave me all the minutes, it was like a book, all the minutes, who was there, what happened, what procedure was being done, and everything there. It's about an inch thick, but they wouldn't give me the video. So, I'm sure it helps some interns learn from that mistake.
Sure.
Through the grace of God, they brought me back, and hopefully I'm helping someone since 2012. Hopefully I've helped someone along the way.
That's the right attitude, my friend. Thanks for the call, and thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
You too, my friend. Thank you. For those of you who missed it, yesterday when I went to Boston for my tests about my hopefully upcoming kidney transplant, really pleasant young woman asked me if I'd be willing to allow some of the data to be used in research. And I gladly said, of course. And she said, she started to reassure me right away that it wouldn't, be any pain or no needles, stuff like that. I said, it wouldn't matter to me. Needles are nothing to me now. And if it's going to help science and help my fellow human beings, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. And I think that's the right attitude to have. And again, I get it. Some of you maybe have medical privacy issue. I really don't care. As you know, I share almost everything about my medical condition with you guys here in the audience, including the fact that, I was talking about wearing diapers at Times Square. Tell you the truth, my urinary system doesn't even work anymore. So I could go to Times Square. I wouldn't even need the diaper. Now I'm going to leave here and go across the street to the dialysis center. They're going to take all my blood, and God willing, I'll be back next year. So stick around for the...